This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, bless you. Bless you all. Hello, people. It is one and only Chubby Ray Live. My name is Ray Lytle. Welcome to the program. I am joined, as always, by the best pit crew in all of radio, ladies and gentlemen. My crew chief, Billy. I'm a tire man, Gorilla. Hey, this is the week of the whatchamacallit, the Daytona 500.
Hell yeah.
Oh, the best pit I got. You know, I was here on the Chubby Ray Live Blue Grouch team. We're looking forward to a good race on Sunday.
We're going to drink some beer, and then we're going to drink some beer.
We're looking forward to a good race on Sunday. Everybody here on the old Chubby Ray Blue Grouch team, I want to thank them.
I don't know either of you.
So, welcome. How are you? Welcome to the program, everybody. So, we're live. If you're listening to the audio, you're feeling great. If you are listening, or if you're watching the video or the Ustream feed, I think you'll be lucky if the show starts at, like, 5. Did you notice that? It's on this long delay. It's very weird.
Ustream is bitten the dust.
Yeah, it's, like, delayed, though. You know what I mean?
It's well behind.
Yeah, it's all, I don't know, it's very strange.
It's all messed up.
I was working on the computer all day. So we are switched onto a different computer. The sound is a little bit, it's a little different.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Gully and Gorilla are a little, you're tinty.
Oh.
Or what?
You're sort of tinty.
Tinty?
Tinty, T-I-N-T-Y, you know, tint, tinty.
Yeah, I know what
it's not. It's not your fault. It's for some reason, it's the way this computer is, you know. I wish there was a way to adjust something, but I'll take what I can get. You seem kind of tinty.
I'm very sorry.
Let me just start off the show before I get into it. Start the show up by saying, hey, we are brought to you by the one and only Blue Grouch. That's right, the Blue Grouch. God love them on Maple Street in Springfield. Sponsoring the show today. I want to take a second to remind you that the date today, what's the date today? The 8th or the 9th?
The 9th.
February 9th. This Friday, the 12th. This Friday, the 12th, you've got live music at the Blue Grouch. Mike Burnett and Perry Zubek, formerly of the band Cats on Holiday. Perry Zubek's a good friend of mine. Mike Burnett's an extremely talented musician. They are playing at the Blue Grouch on Friday night. And I highly recommend heading out there. It should be a very good show. Blue Grouch, of course, always has their specials. $1.75 Miller Night is on Monday, Tuesday. $1.75 Well Drinks. Wednesday is your $1.75 Bud Night. Thursday is your Captain Morgan Night. Oh, I know you love that. Saturday is your $9 Bucket Night. And Dollar Drafts and Sunday, $2 Domestic Bottles. It's the one and only Blue Grouch. Thank them for sponsoring the show. Voila. So
indeed we do.
I want to put up your cams and everything, although I don't think people will be able to see them for another
hour or two, maybe.
And I wonder what's causing the weird delay.
Ustream is crap. That's the delay.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to change, I think.
Yeah, we need to bin them. It's sad that we'll lose the iPhone application, but at the same time, it's not usable anyway.
Listen, let's find one with a different iPhone application.
That's what I was thinking. I'm going to have a good search.
We'll find another one. I want to create... Listen, I could go to our own server, but the reason I don't go to our own, is because of the iPhone application. Of course, I guess what we could do is just create our own iPhone application.
Does anybody actually know how to do that?
Well, no, but there's places out there that sell templates, and all you got to do is put the template out, all right? And you put out the template, and then you put your information in it, your server information. It does the rest. I mean, they make them very simple now. They have places that, you know, that once they develop the template, you're in.
I think we need to drop Ustream like a hot poke at potato, whatever you want to use.
I mean, I would try, but the iPhone app is very important to some people, and I want to give everybody a chance to listen to us.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's weird because if you watch a replay on the Ustream app, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's only the live show that sucks, and it's like, well, you know, what's the? We get the interaction from the live show. That's the whole point of moving to afternoons.
It's not just your show either. It's
everybody.
Anyone.
Well, it's for several reasons. Ustream. Let's face it. When I first got on Ustream, there was nobody on it. Now it is one of the most popular media streaming sites in the world, and there's a lot of people on it. I mean, let's face it, they have this Sports Illustrated special going on today. They have these other. There's so many people using their servers that somebody like us, you know, kind of gets pushed to the side. And we've had we've had almost 204,000 people watch the show. All right, which is that's a buttload, but it's nothing compared to the 500,000 that have watched some of the network and, you know, MTV crap and all this other stuff they've had on here.
Oh, don't forget Puppy Cam.
Yeah, and of course, Puppy Cam.
Ugh.
How can we beat Puppy Cam?
No one.
You know, by the way,
the fact
that Puppy Cam just kicks our ass, it really disturbs me.
Yep.
If you look at what people listen to and stuff, and you realize that Puppy Cam has so many more viewers than we do, it really is quite disturbing.
It is indeed.
Yeah. That offends me. It's a Tuesday news day, which means I hope Gorilla has plenty of news to read in a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. It's never good when you hear Gorilla go, uh-oh.
I'm just playing. I got plenty of news stories today, right?
All right, good. Thank God.
I'm on top of this.
And as much as we complain about Ustream, I can see the amount of people, and there's a lot of people viewing us right now, so.
They're welcome if they're actually, they'll probably say something in the chat in about an hour's time.
I'm just saying.
They'll say something really bad,
you
and
know,
then they'd never know.
I know that it's easy to complain about, but what else are we going to do? Pay for it
not
ourselves?
McCansin.
You want to pay for it yourself? It's expensive.
A little bit.
All right, let me get, I'm going to get Gorilla cammed up.
Yeah, I'm kind of like in the bottom corner of my cam right now.
All right, good. I'll have everybody cammed up. We'll be ready to go. And the other thing is, they can't see the cams in the replay.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the things
that's weird, isn't it? Why can't we see your cam in the replay?
It's very weird.
The replay is just me, which is very odd. I don't like that, you know.
Well, who does?
I like sharing my cam time.
Yeah, because I'm sure people want to watch me and Gully.
Yeah. That's the whole point. They do. I mean, there's some sickos out there that are fans of you guys.
Chubby chasers, maybe.
Some sick freaks. Speaking of which, you know, there was another. We get this from time to time. Randy, you need to call in. Randy should call in because he remembers this. Do you remember the weirdo? I don't even know if you guys. Gully, you probably remember this. When I did this, when I first went to Ustream and I started doing the show on Ustream back in the day, all right? There was some pervert that would come into the room. And by the way, claim they're a woman. I don't think for a second this is a woman. All right. Some weird pervert that would come in, and they would ask me to take off my shirt and, you know, tell me how sexy I am because they like chubby guys and all this stuff. Do you remember this, Gully?
Yep.
Okay. They were back today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on, Ray. You should get you some of that.
They were in the chat room going, please, please strip for me. Please. And it's some kind of it's some kind of weird European. And I'm pretty sure it's a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Although they always say, oh, no, I'm a woman. And we used to always tell the we used to always tell them, call into the show. And they'd never call in. And it was like, you're not calling in because you're a guy. You're some gay guy with a horrible bad taste wanting big old fat...
Big hairy ass guy.
Big ape-looking man like myself. I mean, I can't, you know... I'm not going to judge people for what they're into. But,
whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. I don't understand the whole gay thing, wanting big Ray and gorilla-sized guys. I just don't get that.
No. Come on, baby. Come in here and tell me to take my clothes off. I'll start right now.
Yeah, so
damn. Well, here we go. Oh,
so,
yeah.
If it was a guy, would you be the butch?
It was a... I'm telling you, it's a guy. There's no way that's a woman.
Well, so who would be the butch gorilla? You or the guy? Well,
oh, definitely me.
Gorilla's a bottomer. You're a topper. I get confused. I don't know which one's which.
So he's got to be in charge.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm making my bitch.
Yeah. Gorilla likes to be the... He likes dirty talk, so... Right. Gorilla, do you like doing the dirty talk or listening to the dirty talk?
Oh, it's 50-50, right?
So you'd each take turns having your mouth full, then?
You know, how are you going to do it?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Guy can't talk dirty to you if he's got his mouth full. I'm just...
That's true enough.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure it out for you.
Was that my Facebook friend Deidre I just saw on your cam?
Yes, that is my wife. She is here.
We're friends now, right? I'm going to back her up every time there's an argument.
And she's not yelling at me today, which is nice.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah.
No holes to dig today?
No. I'm going to try not to get in trouble today.
Good luck, Ray.
That's my plan.
I was 2 seconds away from putting my girlfriend on speakerphone, letting us all talk to her when she rings me in the middle of a show. But I changed my mind.
I got to tell you something. The people that heard the show yesterday, they said that was the best part of the show. They go, the best part of your show is your wife yelling at you. I said, oh, well, you know, if my marriage was like gorillas, you'd get that every day.
Except for we don't argue with.
Oh.
Moan, dog food lady.
I don't think you could call it what we were doing, arguing. I was, arguing implies both people are yelling.
Yeah, it was just your wife yelling at you.
Right.
You know what she was doing, Ray?
What?
In the animal kingdom, they call it establishing dominance.
Yeah, she was, my wife is,
she's the alpha.
Yeah, she's the alpha. That's my wife.
Are not trouser-wearing whatsoever.
I have ceded to her. It's much easier that way.
She who must be obeyed.
You know what?
What the hell is that?
My mic just... I'm trying to adjust my mic to where I don't have to hold
it. Like mine?
Well, I used to have a thing, a stand, that screwed into the desk. But I lost it. I don't know. And somewhere, you know, it's gone. So I'm trying to find a way to do it.
Get a gooseneck like mine, right?
I know. I used to have one. I don't know what happened to mine.
I just like having hands-free. It's so good.
Yeah, and I want to go hands-free. That's the whole point. And I can't. And there's two ways to go hands-free. I can lean forward and do it, which I usually do with this little mic stand. But my back hurts, so I can't really lean forward. So I need to get my... You know, and I don't have any other stand, so I'm trying to create a makeshift stand, and it's just not working.
I'm quite happy with this headset. It's worked out quite nicely.
Well, let me get a medal for you.
Yes, I think you should.
Let me call the goddamn trophy shop just for you, Gully.
I shall call the shovel shop for you, Ray.
That's what I'm going to do. So I tried to put the mic up here. On the other computer, which would be perfect, except it's not close enough. It needs to be like, if it was like here, it'd be perfect. Mm-hmm. And I can't really find a way to get it that close without causing, you know, some type of episode.
Epileptic for what?
Yeah, well, I'm sure that, because I know me. Something would happen. I'd end up doing something to screw it up.
So you'd spaz out and knock it over?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So I just got to get, I got to get a gooseneck or a boom or something, and then I got to screw it down to the desk.
Listener Dennis said he's got a gooseneck.
Well, then listener Dennis needs to get his ass over to my house and screw it into the desk for me.
You know, mine just nice. Attaches to my stand. I got a stand like yours.
Well, yeah, I got a stand too, but I... Really? It just attaches to... That might be a good way to go.
Yeah, because I can move it anywhere I want. I got the table next to my desk, and
it's probably not bad
right now.
Yeah. Because, you know, the other thing is I do some commercial work, and then I'll go to cut a commercial, and I'll be done with the whole thing, and then I'll bump the stand. It'll be like, oh, you got to be kidding me. And I got to record the whole thing over again.
Can't just edit it out?
No, because it'll be like during a, you know, it'll happen during something.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like I'll be talking. I'll be, while saying something, it will, you know, I'll bump it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be saying for sale.
I'm right now.
$4.99. It's and then I'll bump it in the middle of saying something.
Right, but you have to record the whole thing over. Just what the sentence you.
Yeah,
were on.
But no, the way it's a lot of it. If it's in the middle of a sentence, you know, it's a pain in the ass to do that.
Well, I dug my old mic up that I used to use before I got this, and. You know, just to test, see if it was any good and whether it's worth me getting a stand. And right. To be honest, it's not worth me bothering.
I don't want to wear. I don't want to wear some gay headset like Gully. Look like an operator.
I'm voguing it, right?
Or look like a. Gully looks like a guy from India doing customer service.
Hello, what is wrong with your TV?
Thank you for calling Comcast, my friend. How can I help you?
Have you been downloading Little House on the Prairie again illegally?
Can I help you, sir? Please unplug your modem and your rotor.
Your rotor? But you're on a boat.
You have had three strikes for illegally downloading Highway.
Yep. Oh, well. So we have the audio going. A lot of people are listening to our audio feed right now. Or you
Hello,
could,
audio listeners.
Or you could watch the video. So there you go. A couple different ways to do it. Please, if you guys get a chance, put it on your Facebook. Let them know we exist. Go to your Facebook accounts and tell everybody that we're live. I'd really appreciate it if you guys could do that. Just put in that we're live and they should come over and listen to us now.
Spread the love.
Yep.
Yesterday, my family and I have been playing this game on Facebook. And my dad taunts me because he's number one on the list. Mm-hmm. And he goes, why aren't you playing this thing? I said, well, in the afternoons I've been doing a show and I've been kind of busy. And he goes, oh, I can't listen to it. I was like, well, there's a podcast. And he goes, oh, well, send me a link to the podcast. So I send him a link to the podcast and I go, you know, Dad, before you listen to that, there's a couple things you should know.
Oops.
Yeah. What did I do?
Oh, no. He found out about your marital problems? In the podcast?
No.
Oh.
I we've talked to him about it already.
Okay.
I mean, he's my father. I mean.
Oh, boy. So what happened?
He hasn't listened to him yet. He probably listened to the night. It was like 10 o'clock last night. But I'm sure I'm going to be getting a call going, why is this guy making fun of your marriage? And I'll go to him, wait till you get to episode 11.
Wait till the guy makes... Yeah, you know what? I made fun of my own marriage yesterday.
That's right. Well, no, your wife just kind of berated you.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
You were actually given your marching orders.
By the way, I was listening. I'd like to play... If I could... I wonder if I could play some of yesterday's show because... something very... Very interesting was pointed out to me. All right?
Really?
On yesterday's show. When my wife called in. Now, when we started talking about everything yesterday, all right, there was a whole thing about well, let me see if I can find it and play it for you. So she says that, and I'll explain. My wife, she was laying in bed. She was very sick. And she said she didn't get a chance to hear the show, so I said, I'll play the show. And this is Saturday morning, I think. So I go to play the show. And I was playing it. I was running the audio feed, okay, where the audio feed just goes live. So I was playing it, and you can't really you can't fast forward. It's not like the podcast. Podcast, you can rewind, fast forward, all that stuff. I just clipped the audio feed, which wherever it was, it is. You know, that's what kicks in. And it just so happened that the point was where I was complaining about her. It happened to be where I was complaining.
Oops.
And so she calls it yesterday and brings it up, and so I start trying to defend myself.
I thought you called her.
Oh, I called her, yes. Now listen close and you'll see. Let me see if I can find it. I'm going to actually find it.
Go. You know, giving birth to turtles sounds like somebody has a diarrhea.
Hold on, let me see. That's
forward. That's giving birth to turtles.
I was being human.
I know it sounds horrible, but give it a, you know. I knew. All right, here we go. Rewind a little bit. I don't think it's a virus. But it started. She had headache. So this is when I first called her. And all I was doing was calling her.
She obviously
to find out what her symptoms were, you know. That's all I was doing, was trying to find out symptoms.
She was sneezing.
And then, of course, it ended up being something entirely different. Now, I will point something out to you, and you will notice it, and I'm sure you might have noticed it yesterday.
She
when we first talked to her, she complained about,
in like a 12-hour period. Just went through. We'll find out what she. I think it started out with her having
the ball. You acted like, first, when you just thought I had a cold, oh, you're fine. I drove for 3 hours.
Here we go.
You were in so much trouble.
Why am I in trouble?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know where to start.
Hey,
the first thing is, I heard part of your show from Friday, and the only thing you were concerned about was, when was I going to get better so you could have sex?
Uh-oh.
I don't even want to hear about it. And the second of all, you acted like, first, when you just thought I had a cold, oh, you're fine. I drove for 3 hours with that thing. You'll be fine.
I thought you had the same thing I had. I didn't realize you had.
Yeah, I was dying.
Well, I didn't realize that at the time. I didn't realize at the time.
You're in trouble.
Hey, but at the time.
Complaining about lack of sex is just going to make it worse.
At the time, you had. All you had was you started out with a sore throat, and then it went to a stuffy nose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to remember, I had just done a week and a half of that. I just assumed
I
you were.
I told you I had a headache and I couldn't move and I had muscle aches.
Well,
horrible.
But I had that stuff.
I couldn't sleep at all.
That was later on. That was later.
I had a fever.
That was later on. That wasn't when I first said. I knew.
Blah, blah.
I knew. I knew by later in the evening that it was worse than what I had. I knew this was going to be some kind of full-blown. I thought you were meningitis. I was like, maybe I got to take her to the hospital.
And when I'm sick, nothing else gets done. It's like, well, once she gets better, you know, the doctor
okay.
can just do whatever.
That is not true. That's not true because I
did like, she made it seem like I'm this lazy person that doesn't do anything. Not true, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right, hold on, I gotta find
it. Ian says, "Mommy, Daddy, Mommy's so mean."
This is what we talk about. My daughter, the turncoat. I think it's coming up.
Even Bella knew what was.
What I'm trying to get to is the point where she starts talking about the show on Friday. Before Gorilla sided with her, by the way.
You know, bite her head off too.
Bloody blood out right.
I'm saying she's a turncoat.
She was checking on me. She came to check on me to take my temperature, and you yelled at her.
Oh, she's a turncoat. Don't believe her.
You yelled at her.
She is a turncoat. Now I'm on to her.
Ray, I'll be honest. It's looking, even though it's Valentine's Day weekend this weekend, it's looking like another lean weekend for you, sir.
No, we're going to Chicago this weekend, right? Nothing's going to happen.
It's just looking lean for you. That's all I can say.
The more you complain, the worse it's going to be.
So my stress My stress.
Oh, where the hell is
my
it?
Marriage?
You know, you probably got stress from me being sick because you can't handle it.
It has caused me to strain my back.
I gotta find this stupid thing.
Bedroom with a really
I'll be a divorce like you if I do that. It's crazy. Separate bedroom. It's nuts.
Rocky Road to Ruin,
yeah,
I think.
Walk in my shoes for a day and do my work and deal with you and the dogs and cooking and cleaning.
I like how dealing with me.
And see how your back feels.
I like how dealing with me is somehow
your
the worst.
Attitude. When you get sick, what do I do?
I got to stop hearing that because I should do it. Here's the point that was brought up to me. Is when we start talking about it, okay? She starts talking about the show on Friday. And I say, we happen to tune into that one 10-minute segment. And then we go back to it a little bit later, and I say, oh, it was that the 5 minutes of the show. And then we continue going. I said, this whole thing was maybe 2 minutes and 40-some-odd seconds. And then by the end of the show, I go, you happen to hear the minute and a half that we just got. And I went I went back and listened to it today. And I would play it for you, everybody, but I'm serious. It's obviously going to take forever, and we don't have the time to do that. But my time of describing what went down on Friday is actually changes the whole.
Yep, it went on. It went on to 10 seconds only 10 seconds.
Yeah, I keep shrinking the time. So then I went back and I listened to Friday's podcast. And, it was about 40 minutes, I think.
Oh, God.
So my description of Friday's show was accurate.
Yeah, it was. Your description of complain, 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 dog food lady is about right.
Yes.
Because I went back and listened. I was like, oh, man, I guess it was pretty. I didn't realize at the time that there was so much complaining being done by me. So I don't know what I was thinking by playing that show for her. I think the reason that I was able to complain so much because I knew she was sleeping. She wasn't listening to the show. But Gully should have known that.
Then where were you stopping him, Gully?
Yeah, Gully, you should have stopped me. You should have said, no, don't play that one or don't do that, Ray, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you have the luxury of knowing when your wife's around. I don't know when my girlfriend's around. So if I ever start doing stuff like that, I am in trouble.
Yeah, here's the deal. Your girlfriend lives in London. London.
She
lives in London. Even if she gets mad at you, by the time she sees you, she's going to be over it.
Yeah, but when Thursday comes along and it's something was said today, have my balls on a spike.
So she's coming to visit you Thursday.
And she'll be going back Tuesday of next week.
Okay. So that's when you got to worry about her being mad at you.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be fine. I've got something.
But that's what I mean. But that's while she's with you is when you got to worry. The rest of the time, she's never around. She's in London.
Yeah, it's different, though.
Yeah, it's different.
She has a really long memory, though.
If you guys both lived in the same area, it would matter. But it doesn't. You live in, you live in different cities.
It can be beneficial at times.
Because when they get mad at you, they'll get over it before they see you again. When you're like me, and Gorilla, sort of.
Well, he's in another room. He's okay.
And you live with your wife.
Yeah, I'm 10 feet away from her. It's different, really.
Yeah, when you live with your wife. Although, I don't know if you can really call what Gorilla's doing.
Yes, I live with my wife, Ray.
Just don't cross that line in the middle of the house.
Yeah.
There's no line in the middle of the house.
I don't know, because, Gorilla, they are in separate bedrooms.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah, who is this? Hello.
This is Randy.
Hey, Randy, how you doing? Randy, I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you're there. I wanted to talk about earlier today. I don't know if you saw it or not, but in the old days, like a couple of years ago when I first started doing Ustream, there was this pervert that used to come in.
Yeah, I wanted you to take your shirt off.
Yes, always wanted me to take my shirt off.
So I saw that in there, and And I had some stuff to do, so I didn't think of anything about it.
So the pervert, so did you see they were back again today?
Yeah, I saw that.
Asking me to strip. And they always say, oh, I'm a woman. I go, you're not a woman, you're just a gay guy.
Hey, whatever floats their boat, man.
Well, the thing is next time they're in, please tell them to ask Gorilla, because he said he'll do it.
I'm like,
okay, we'll do.
Gorilla said he's more than willing to take off his shirt and give him a little thrill.
Oh, okay, no problem. We'll do.
As long as you give us some moment, Gorilla. Yeah.
So next
we'll
time
tell him he can have a we'll tell him we can have, he can have a threesome with you and Gorilla and Alan.
The guy is European, so he's actually closer to Gully. He can probably walk over to Gully's house.
Yeah, there's no train.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find his. Let me see if I can get his IP.
Yeah, he can walk
from, the chat room.
He'll walk on over and see his buddy Gully.
He's not such a high level.
So next time he's in there, let him know that if he comes in live during the show, that Gorilla will give him a thrill.
Oh, okay, I sure will.
All right, buddy, that's why I want to talk to you. Thanks, Randy.
Okay, cool, bye.
The one and only listener, Randy.
I hope he lives nowhere near me.
He's always in the chat room.
So that guy's from Europe.
Yeah, he's got to be European because he speaks like a really bad English and.
Oh, God, let's hope he's not English.
Yeah. You know, wanting me to tell me how good-looking I am and wanting me to...
what, you to bend over and touch your toes?
Weirdo, gay, chubby chaser.
Oh, dear.
Which, like I said, I have no problem with... I have no problem with the gay thing. Or, it doesn't bother me. I think there's something wrong with somebody that wants me to dance for them sexually.
Why not?
My wife and I have my wife finds me attractive, thank God. But she's never asked me to dance for her. I mean, she's smart enough to keep the lights out, for God's sakes.
Ray, you might be in trouble. I've just found out something.
Why?
He's from Canada.
He's from Canada.
He could come and see you.
Oh, good God.
Look at you.
So, Frenchman. Yeah, I thought French. With the English, but it does make sense. Canada makes sense.
Oh, oui, oui, la chubby.
Oh, well. Can I say?
Zut à l'heure.
We'll have a gorilla. We'll give him a cheap thrill next time.
Come on in, baby. I'll show you.
He'll heat up his bagel.
That's right. Give you something to think about next few days. I realized I'm wearing the same shirt as yesterday. Please forgive me.
I was broadcasting nude yesterday.
I'm wearing the same shirt. I should probably button the overshirt. Which I think I'm wearing the same overshirt from a couple days ago. But you get this weather we're having? I mean, we've got... I don't know how much snow we have in the ground, but... You know, we had a considerable amount of snow.
Yep. I had to go out in it today.
Sucks. Got to take my daughter to school, so you wake up and you're cold. So you just... You throw the clothes on that are laying next to the bed. That's what happened. And then the cable guy came over today to fix the cable.
And your dog sniffed its crotch, apparently.
Yes, and my dog Max decided that the cable guy, that the main job of the cable guy was not to fix the cable, but it was, in fact, to provide a crotch that Max could sniff and attack. So I really appreciated that. It was very nice of him.
That's why I don't come over, right?
But let the cable guy know that his crotch is appreciated.
Cable Crotch Association of America salute you.
I'm sure he really appreciated the sniffing. And to give my dog a big thank you for that, dumbass.
It's a bit of an invasion of personal space,
right.
But never mind.
Ugh, what do you do?
Laugh and point.
It is a Tuesday, which means Tuesday News Day. This is the where Gorilla gives us a bunch of news. All right? And that's what is coming up in just a moment. Is there anything else we got to get out of the way before we get into the news?
No. I don't have anything.
And then we also have... Sean Bellett was going to try to find time to call in. I don't know if that's going to happen today or not, but...
Who knows?
Sean was going to find
so
out.
So busy.
A couple things I want. A couple things to mention. A couple, you know, house cleaning things I want to toss on out there. There is no show for me on Friday. Gorilla will be doing his other show. We'll put a link for it up there. I am leaving town Friday morning, heading to Chicago for the weekend. So there will be no show on Friday afternoon.
I shall be away Thursday till Tuesday night for me.
Number two, we have a couple of things I want to get at. For podcast issues, you cannot, we are on iTunes, all right, but you cannot search us to find us on iTunes for the podcast. For some, I don't know what the problem is. I'm trying to figure it out. I think the next thing is to talk to iTunes support and figure out what's happening. However, if you click on the podcast at chubbyray.com, and you go over to the link that takes you to podcast.com, you can click on their advanced features, which says download from iTunes, and it will bring up your it will tell you how to get it through iTunes, if that makes any sense to anybody. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on there. All I know is the podcast works fine through services like Podcast Pickle and Podcast.com. And through Podcast.com, you can get it through your iPhone. But for some reason, we're not searchable on iTunes, and I don't understand it, if that makes any sense to anybody. We're trying to work it out, okay?
We are ironing out the creases.
Yeah. Now, The Media Show, my other show that I do, The Media Show, the new episode of that is up. And it's weird because The Media Show was put up, was actually made available like 3 days after I, you know, what you do is you submit your shows to iTunes. I submitted Chubby Ray Live to iTunes, all right? And then I submitted The Media Show, and Chubby Ray Live still has not gone through, but The Media Show went through in less than a day.
That's bizarre.
It's very frustrating. I'm trying to figure it out. Right now, if you will, go to thepodcast.com, and I just suggest that. That's the easiest way to get it, okay? So there you go. We will kick into the news on this Tuesday News Day with Gorilla in just a moment. First, we have to take a short commercial break, and we'll hear this. Oh, yeah, and that's the other thing is we are taking advertising now. So if you know of a business that would like to have some dedicated, really passionate listeners hear their message, have them get hold of me. Very reasonably priced and effective. I know people that listen to the show that have never been to the Blue Grouch, and they went since hearing the advertising and enjoyed it. And that's all we want to do. We just want to help people get the word out about their businesses. And we do it for a really good price, a lot less than what they pay for radio or print or many other internet types of advertising. And you get people like me, Gorilla or Gully, doing the commercials.
On my forehead, should you wish.
Yeah, or you can buy the advertising on Gully's forehead, just to let you know.
And there she blows.
How much does that go for, right?
What is that?
I want to know how much Gully's head goes for, because I might be interested.
You know, we should sell Gully's head. I don't know. I would think like $50 or something would get you Gully's head.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not permanent. Not permanent thing, though.
Yeah.
For like a show, you know, for a show.
Well, how much for a permanent spot?
Now, Gully, what can I charge to get someone to get you a tattoo?
It's going to be a little bit more than $50, should we say.
That'd be great, the tattoo alone. We should call one of these casinos. You know the casino in Vegas that was doing that?
Mm-hmm.
We should call them and see if they'd be interested in buying the tattoo space on Gully's head.
I don't want to end up like that weird tattooed person
right.
in Guinness Book of Records.
You'll tattoo a website across your forehead, and during the show, people can read it.
So at the end of the show, I'll get it laser off.
You're never in public except when you do the show. Come on. You can wear a hat.
I know the perfect website, too.
Yeah. Miss Kitty.
Somebody called Joe.
MissKittyPlayground.com.
That's right.
I'd rather put that on the arse and have the top combat.
That's great.
Wouldn't need the letter O.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, so get hold of us if you want that. We'll take a short break, come back, and Gorilla gives us the news, so don't go anywhere.
For cold drinks, good times, and live music on the weekends, you can't beat the Blue Grouch Pub. The Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield. You can't miss it. It's the only bar that has a Blue Grouch on it. Stop by, see Oscar, Smurf, Anna, the whole gang. It's the Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield.
I thought you'd like that, Gorilla. That's one of my new themes for you. Did you like that one? I've got.
I like it so much.
Sorry. I'm being talked to.
Oh, did you miss your theme? Oh, hold on.
I did.
I got another new news theme for you. Or
what happened to that old one you used to play?
I could pull that one up too. Hold on.
I like that one.
I'm just trying to get good. News intro music for you. Let's see. Where is it? Yeah, hold on. I'll get that other one, too. I'll play it back to back. If I can find it. Where the hell I put that stupid thing? Oh, here it is. Under beds.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Look at that. I'll be damned.
Well,
here we go. Here's some Gorilla news beds. There you go. You like those too?
Yeah. Sort of. I like the one that sings. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, the retarded people sing.
Yeah. I always thought it was Sean Bolent singing in that.
Oh, hold on. I almost played the Dub Media theme. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Are you ready, Ray?
Wait a minute. I. There we go. Now I will be ready, ladies and gentlemen, with the news. It's Tuesday Newsday. Vanilla Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
Yellow Gorilla.
Ray, our first story today comes out of Seattle, Washington.
All right.
Police arrested a 17-year-old boy Friday night after he drove a car through the doors of a Shorecrest High School, cruised 75 yards down the hallway, and crashed into a security
office. Good God.
Whoa.
Why did he drive his car into the high school? Did he go to that high school?
He was late.
It was at 10 p.m. at night.
He jumped out of the car and said, "I'm here, and here's my research paper." He was late.
He made a paper mache model of a volcano and was late. So it was.
What was the circumstance?
It doesn't say. It says he did not appear to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Just says that he was taken to the Harborview Medical Center for mental evaluation.
Did he go to school there?
Yes.
What's the worst thing you did at your school?
Me?
Yeah.
That I got caught for or that I did?
Well, that you did.
I don't know. I was pretty nice in high school.
Really?
No.
I
I did some horrible. I did some horrible things.
I bet you didn't do anything like this.
Though. Well, I didn't do anything like that. No, are you kidding? No.
No, I couldn't do that. For one, I can't even drive.
I don't know.
Can you drive?
I'm no good with paper mache either.
What is paper? Ray, why is he here?
I don't know.
What does paper mache have to do with anything?
He's talking about the sitcom, the comedy television sitcom standard of paper mache volcanoes.
Yes, I am.
Which was a pretty good reference once.
Maybe twice.
The stuff I did was all, you know, like skipping classes.
Yeah, I've done that. You know what? I didn't skip a class all the way up to my junior year, and I skipped my last class today, and I came back and turned myself in.
Yeah, but you know, I would skip classes, but I wouldn't leave school.
No, I'd just stay on the end of the field.
I wouldn't even do that. It's like we had a photography room, and we had a yearbook office, and we had a newspaper office and stuff in the school. And I would just, junior and senior year, I had weird class. Like, I had foods.
Foods?
Yeah. I didn't take any shop classes. I took, like, home ec classes, and I had foods.
Foods?
Yeah. It was called foods.
That's quite a name for
and
a class.
It was cooking class. And I had typing, and I had typing class, which is, to this day, that's why I know how to type so well. Because I took typing class in high school.
You took a bunch of Mickey Mouse classes, didn't you?
No, because I took that with advanced literature and, you know, advanced speech. You know, I took a lot of communication stuff. Every communication thing we offered, I took. And then I was also in chorus. I was really good in choir. And I was their hope for Allstate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I would just play the whole thing of, I don't feel like practicing today. Oh, we'll go to study hall. And I'd never go to study hall. I'd go take a nap in the journalism office or the yearbook office or, you know, these little things like that. I would skip class, but then go to the next class. Like, I would skip my foods class, and then I would be in the class after that, and I'd see my foods teacher in the hallway, and she'd go, I thought you were sick today. I'd go, no, I was here. Were you in class? Yeah, I was in class. I sat in the back. Oh, well, I marked you as absent. And I go, I don't know why you marked me as absent. I was here. So I did things like that. But I never crashed a car into anything or, you know. I never caused any damage to the school. That's craziness.
One of the things I got in trouble for in school, I actually didn't do in school. It was like a priest at the local youth club was telling me off or something, and then he started poking me in the chest.
A priest?
Now, a priest was poking me
in the
chest.
Wait a minute, you were being poked by a priest?
Yeah.
I'm not sure this is the forum where you should be sharing the story.
Yeah, you might want to seek therapy.
Luckily, it was in the chest and not in the anus. But he was poking me in the chest, and then he started pushing me and saying, oh, you, this, that, and the other. And in the end, I really hate getting, you know, pushed and prodded. So in the end, I told him to go F himself. And the fact that he was enjoying eating something quite a lot, and he should go to hell, basically.
You told the priest to go to hell.
I called him gay as well.
Well, that's very nice of you. Did you go to a Catholic school?
Yes, it was full of priests. So the next school day, because it was on a Saturday, I was put in detention for a month. For calling the priest gay.
Although you are probably right.
Well, I mean, think of how long you'd have been suspended if he wasn't. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't take you as somebody who went to Catholic school.
Well, I did go to a Catholic school, yeah, but I have renounced all things godlike.
I didn't take you as being a Catholic school goer. You guys have public schools, right?
Mm-hmm. Big mix of all kinds of schools in this country now.
I went to regular old public school, where I excelled at loafing. I excelled at mediocrity.
I excelled at giving the teachers a lip.
I got straight A's at screwing around, you know. I played basketball early in my high school career, and then I wasted my ankle, and I couldn't play anymore. But I liked being out of the house, and I liked participating, so I would go to the basketball. Even though I couldn't play, I'd go to the basketball games, and I started keeping stats. You know, I wanted to help the team, even though I couldn't play, but that got boring, and I wanted to play so bad, and I couldn't. That I hated being around the team, you know. So eventually, you want to know what I did? I learned what? How to make the popcorn.
Nice.
Like these guys. These guys, I still to this, I can't. One guy's name was Oller. That's Steve Oller. I can't remember his name. This is so long ago. But these guys were in the band, okay, and they made the popcorn. Before the basketball games. That's what they do. They would go down to the cafeteria, and they would make the popcorn. So, I don't even know how I hooked up with these guys. Oh, I know what it was. We had practice for the school play. And they were talking about it. I'm like, wait a minute, you guys make the popcorn? They're like, yeah, all that popcorn, we make it, then we fill the bags, and then we deliver it to the concession area. Before the basketball games, I said, you have access to the popcorn machine. They're like, yeah. And I went, oh, man, what time do you get there? They said, well, we got to get there early. And I said, can I help you guys? They said, sure, if you want to. So I went with them to make the popcorn one day. And I went down there and I learned how to pop the popcorn, which is actually really cool. I mean, it was one of these old-fashioned machines, and you put, like, the coconut oil in and the butter. The buttery coconut oil and the popcorn, and it all pops up, and you... Okay. So we would do it, and then the band and the athletic boosters or whatever, they'd get the money for the popcorn. So I... But there's a bunch of people that always wanted popcorn when they walked in. Because people would go wait, and then they'd open up the doors, and people would go and... You know, they'd go to their seats, and then they'd go to the concession area for the popcorn. But there was two doors to get into the school. There was one that was in the breezeway, and there was a main one. Well, the people that went in the breezeway, they walked right past where we were making the popcorn. And you could always smell the popcorn. So one day I was down there with those guys, and I had they put all the popcorn in this little carrier thing we had to take to the concession area. And I said, I'll take it up. And I got it right when people were walking in from the breezeway. And so a guy was walking by, and he goes, oh, that popcorn smells good. How much? And I said, 50 cents.
Oh, come on, Ray.
So I started selling popcorn from the...
They're supposed to, like, buy equipment for your team.
Well, no, but I went back and told the other guys. I'm like, they go, where's the popcorn? I said, dude, I just sold 20 bags of popcorn. I got $10.
Nice.
I said, I got $10. They're like, we're not allowed to sell popcorn. I said, well, I just did it.
Ka-ching.
And so it was then that we found a way to start selling popcorn before the game started and pocketing the money.
Cool.
So that wasn't a horrible thing because it was only like $10-$20. It wasn't a lot of money, But we
did you get caught?
No. Never got caught. And we pocketed the money.
And explain that one to God. It was only $20,
but
God.
Here's what happened. I got addicted to popcorn. I put on a lot of weight.
that was
during the phase of my life, okay, when I went from about 190 to about 240. When I broke my ankle and I was on crutches and I put on all this weight. Part of the reason I put on the weight is because I got addicted to the popcorn. It was so bad. It was so bad that I knew where the machine was kept, and sometimes I'd be after school. Like we were having practice for the musical, and I'd be like, "Man, I want some effing popcorn." And I go. Oliver, you got those keys? goes, yeah. I said, I'm going to go get some popcorn. I go make some popcorn. So I would go down to the cafeteria and I'd make popcorn. And I go back to the chorus room. You know, we'd have all these things. We'd have all these bags of popcorn. So I was eating popcorn every night, like just bags and bags and bags of popcorn.
Do you know what?
I like it buttery. So when I made it for myself, it was extra butter, extra
salt.
It was extra everything. Put on like that helped contribute to my. Well, that and the fact that I wasn't playing basketball, so I wasn't getting that exercise, contributed to my putting on all the weight.
What did you learn to eat this popcorn? I learned it by watching you.
That was great. That was probably...
This show's bad for my weight.
That was probably the worst... I don't know. I don't even know if that's that bad, because, you know...
Your corn is full of starch.
Yeah, but I don't know if it wasn't that bad because of the... it's not like we made a lot of money from it. We made enough money to get like a 12-pack, you know?
I want popcorn, no.
So there you go. But to this day, to this day, I am addicted to movie popcorn. I love movie popcorn. I love it. I'm completely addicted to it.
Like I'm not that much of a fan.
If I have friends go to the movies, I always say, hey, bring me some popcorn. And they go, I'm not going to buy you popcorn. I say, you don't have to buy me popcorn. You already bought popcorn for yourself. Get a refill on the way out and swing it by. Is it going to kill you? You know what I mean?
No, it's not a big thing.
People who go to the movies, you get free refills. No, we don't have a theater. I wish we did.
So you're contributing to global warming for your popcorn?
Yes. I'm not sure how, but yes. All I know is
to drive the popcorn to you.
I love popcorn.
It's a vicious cycle.
And you know, listen, if it was up to me, I would stand outside in the parking lot. I would drive myself to the parking lot and try to find somebody on their way out and say, hey, can you get me refill your popcorn? you're just going to leave the bucket near the seat on the floor. Well, what good is that? You get free refills. Don't you think this movie company ripped you off enough charging you that much money for a movie? $10 for a movie?
Did you see Geely?
Ridiculous.
Say if you were to offer them like a dollar if they got a refill.
Yeah, I would. What's worth a buck? It's like $7 cheaper than what it usually costs.
Yeah. And you could sell it on to people if you came in.
I love popcorn. I'm crazy about popcorn. Love it. So I always tell like friends of mine, like I say, what are you doing? They say, I'm at the movies. I'll say, hey, bring me some popcorn. They'll go, what? I'll say, bring me some popcorn. You're at the movies. You're getting popcorn anyway. Would it kill you to bring some by?
Global warming, Ray.
I'll take a phone call, 883-4667. That's area code 217-883-4667. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Do I have a deal for you?
Oh, boy. What is the deal?
The deal is this, okay?
All right.
You know, we have great popcorn.
You have great popcorn?
Yeah.
Where?
I figure we could work out some commercials for popcorn.
Wait, where do you have great popcorn?
At Quick and Easy.
Oh, yeah, I've never had the popcorn there.
Oh, I'll have to bring you over a bag.
I'll sample some.
Really? We have really good popcorn.
You're trying to work out a popcorn for Adrian.
Yeah. I think we can do a barter deal.
You're unbelievable. You guys should buy some cheap advertising from me. Help the community. Hey, you know what? I'm a Hispanic-owned business.
Yes.
As the CFO of your company, I have a Hispanic-owned business. How many dollars are you giving to Hispanic-owned businesses?
I don't know, but we are, we're going through this whole being green thing also.
There you go. See?
Recycling. Yeah.
You can help me out. Hispanic-owned business.
Hey, I love the pocket tunes. Thanks.
Isn't that, you can hear perfect, can't you?
Yeah.
Isn't that the only way to go? It's the only way to go.
Yeah, but I was the only one that paid for it, I guess, or paid full price for it.
No, I did. I think I paid. The price went up because it offers Sirius and XM and stuff.
Oh.
Which I also highly recommend, you know, if you I give you a password for it, but if you
no, it works great.
Yeah,
I just can't get caught listening with my headphones on the way home, I guess.
It is, you know what, Dave, you need to get, here's what my wife does.
Yep.
She uses Pocket Tunes, and she has her car stereo has an auxiliary function. And she has a cord that plugs into the auxiliary thing of her radio, and she listens that way. Another way is they have these tuners that you plug in, and the tuner goes right through your car radio. So either way, if your car, I don't know how new your car is.
Yeah, it's an 08.
Oh, yeah, then you definitely have an auxiliary function in your car.
Yeah.
Pretty much any car made since like 07, 06 has got auxiliary things. You can plug it into your iPhone. There is your headphone jack on top of your iPhone.
Right.
There should be a cord in your car that's an auxiliary function. If there isn't, you can get one very cheap at places. You run it from your iPhone directly into your auxiliary input, which is in different places. More than likely it is in, do you have a dash in the middle in between your front seats?
Yeah.
Okay, more than likely it's in there. And you plug it in there, put it on auxiliary, you'll hear it, and it is crystal clear, it is beautiful, you'll never go back to listening to radio again.
Great.
I mean it. It's unbelievable. I highly recommend it.
Well, hey, listen, I'm glad you're on for new time. I just couldn't cut that 10:30.
I think it's cool. Now you'll be able to drive around and listen, so there you go.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
There you go. CFO Dave.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I tell you what, that Pocket Tunes is the way to go, Gully. It really is.
Yeah, it's a really good application.
Great program. It's expensive, I know. It's like $6, but it's a great program. I got it. My wife's got it. It's the only way to listen to the show, and the show comes in crystal clear, no buffering. It's perfect. Not to brag, but it really is perfect.
I got this application on my phone when I jailbroke it. It in the lock screen, just as you click to bring the screen on, it's got like a list of, you know, what messages have come in or gone out, which the iPhone doesn't have, and like the weather scrolls across it, which it comes in really handy. Rather than, you know, putting an app on, it just comes up with the information straight away, which is cool.
So you're talking, you're telling me you somehow made your phone illegal.
It's not illegal.
There's nothing in this house that's legal, right?
Yeah. You're talking about you jailbroke your phone?
Jailbreaking's legal.
No, it is. Oh, it's legal.
Yeah, it's legal.
How much How much do apps cost when you jailbreak a phone?
Well, you get free ones, and you get ones you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Same ecosystem as that Apple one, except there's no restrictions. There's no Nazis like Apple are.
I don't know.
You're comparing Apple to the Nazis.
Let's continue on with the news, because every time Gorilla gets a story, it leads to a popcorn story or jailbroken phones.
This one won't lead to any food, I promise, Ray. I can't really promise that with us, but Normal, Oklahoma. Two Oklahoma basketball players were cited with the connection of a shoplifting incident at Dillard's department store at the Sooner Mall. Stephen Pledger, a 6'4 freshman guard, and Andrew Fitzgerald, a 6'7 freshman forward, were cited for petty larceny and released after Saturday night's upset win over Texas.
What were they doing?
They were shoplifting, right?
What did they shoplift?
Doesn't say what they shoplifted.
Well, you know, what kind of alumni do they have?
It's Oklahoma. The Sooners.
I know. What kind of alumni do they have that their players have to shoplift? Whatever happened to the good old days when the alumni would find a way to get money? Yeah, to get money to you. You know, to where they didn't have to do things like that. Back in the old days, those alumni would find ways to get those guys money to where they didn't have to shoplift. What the hell is wrong with society?
Well, they're hooked on popcorn, right?
Yeah, they shoplifted popcorn.
It's the new crack.
You know, popcorn and peanuts, I don't even shoplift. I just like take a handful of it and eat it. Like walking through the store. You ever grabbed a peanut in the store and just eating it right there?
No.
Do they have pick and mix over there?
You know, the other thing they have is they have those little candies in the... Like, grocery stores will have a section where they sell candy.
Uh-huh.
I'll just walk up and grab some.
Like the Bronx? Mm.
The what? Yeah, the Bronx. Yeah, the
Bronx.
The little... They take the wrapping off, yeah. And then the jelly beans are the other ones.
So at the cinema, do you have, like, you've got, like, a big shelf with loads of different sweets in, and you put them into a bag and pay by the weight? Do you have that?
Not here in Central Illinois, but in different places. Like, when I lived in New York, we had that.
Oh, they're great. You can easily just walk out with a pound
of
sweets, though.
Yeah, you do, and you just rip stuff off. When we lived in Syracuse, we would go to the Carousel Mall, and they had really nice movie theaters at the Carousel Mall. This is, you know, 14 years ago, 15 years ago. When 96, so 14 years ago. And you'd go in and you'd take scoops of things and you put the scoop in a bag and then you pay for it. I would scoop up like Reese's Pieces or M&M's or whatever, and I, rather than pay for it, I just put it inside my popcorn bucket that I already paid for. And that's nice. When I first started eating chocolate mixed with the popcorn. Delicious. If you've never done it, delicious.
That's when my world spiraled out of control and I went into crime to force my popcorn habit.
I really
That's when it all went wrong.
I should not be talking about this. I've been pretty good on my diet. But now I'm going to try to convince my wife to just order a pizza tonight. Let's just order a pizza. Screw it.
Throw some popcorn on the top.
Look, this is because popcorn's a gateway drug.
That's my goal, to get you off your diet.
Yeah.
Nobody likes a quitter.
Here's what I want. I want a pizza followed up by like a Pepperidge Farm cake. I'd like homemade, but I don't think there's any way in hell my wife's going to make a homemade cake.
Cake. That's all I can say. I love the stuff.
But I'll probably,
and now I'm drooling.
I'll probably have a piece of chicken.
Nice, healthy chicken.
Yeah, nice, healthy.
Not like exciting, unhealthy cake or popcorn.
Pizza. Nice piece of pizza. Popcorn, a bucket of popcorn for the movies.
Popcorn on top with a bit of butter.
News continues. More with Gorilla on the Tuesday Newsday.
Now, Ray, if you stole something, where is the last place you would hide?
The police station.
Police say a man suspecting of stealing a bottle of schnapps from a Wyoming grocery store didn't have the best escape route planned. Riverton police say the 26-year-old man ran out of the store after grabbing a bottle of booze, a package of cough drops Wednesday, and hid in a nearby building, which happened to be the police station.
Awesome!
He's a winner?
That's fantastic.
Wouldn't you just have to let him off, though, if you were the policeman? Come on, stupid.
You'd have to feel sorry. Right, you have to feel sorry for him, right?
Yeah.
At some point, poor thing.
Since he figured out where he was, ran back up, but not before a dispatcher picked him up on the surveillance camera, alerted officers. The man who was drunk was caught soon after, taken into custody, and he has charges of resisting arrest and shoplifting.
Poor bastard.
Poor unfortunate bastard.
You know, I guess I could eat pepperoni pizza if I don't eat a lot of the crust.
The pizza.
Yeah.
You'd be thinking of plants.
I'm sorry, were we talking about something else?
So you're thinking of plants to save and navigate your diet?
Yes, because I'm doing no carbs this week, so.
Okay.
I'm thinking, you know, we could have pizza, and I could just eat, like, the toppings. Just like a little piece of crust or something.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Come on, there. You're lying to yourself.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a tiny amount.
Just a smidge. Maybe some cheese sticks.
You're going to be shoving that in your mouth like Cookie Monster. That's what's going to happen. Don't
bring up Cookie Monster.
Coming out the sides. C is for Cookie. P is for Pizza. It's good enough for me.
We don't want Joe Ringer in because he sounds like the Cookie Monster.
You know, I'm thinking of going on the fat-free diet.
And having some pizza?
No, you can't have pizza at all on a fat-free diet.
I think you should go on the, if you can't sit on it, you can't eat it diet.
We're like, you know, fat-free diet, you basically live on, like, Honey Nut Cheerios. You
Six
learn,
4 hours in the bathroom.
Yeah, you don't have any sweets, and you learn how delicious the taste of low-fat mayonnaise is.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah. I just lose weight so slow. But on that diet, you can do this cheat day. We can have anything you want on one day for like a 15-hour period.
Like a truck full of cake, maybe?
Yeah, but you got to work out so much. It's so cold, I can't work out.
You can do part of the diet.
Well, I used to have a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a treadmill anymore. So the key is walking my dog, but you can't walk the dog in this. I mean, the dog goes out and he goes, oh, F this. They come right back in, you know, it's because there's a foot of snow on them. My dog. I mean, the snow goes up above his waist. Like they're
getting some dog snowshoes.
Their legs are buried, you know. I mean, basically, in order to pee, all he's got to do is just stand there and let it fly.
Totally the yellow
because
snow.
Because pretty much his dinger's covered, you know what I mean? The snow is so high up.
That's going to be uncomfortable, lot, though.
Yeah. Those poor dogs.
His dinger?
You know what I mean. They walk into the yard and the snow is taller than them.
That's got to be some shrinkage going on there. Yeah.
Poor dog.
So around your front garden.
And I yell at him. I yell at
yellow
him. I go, come on, hurry up. And the dog looks at me like, dude. He gives me a look like, what, do you think I'm not hurrying? Come on, please, for God's sakes. My dinger's covered. I'm in snow. The dog's like, I'm in snow up to my waist. What, you think I'm trying to, I'm loafing to stay out here?
That doesn't sound like something to say.
Our dog, she likes to run around in it.
Oh, not mine. I got to remember, I got a pug. They're little pugs. They're little dogs.
In the snow or in the pee?
You got a girl dog is what you got.
I have a boy dog.
Yeah, no, it's a girl-type dog.
Oh. Yeah.
Like Paris Hilton will be carrying it around going, look at my cute dog.
Yeah, I carry my dog in my man purse.
That's right.
What I do.
Nice.
I would like to let the dogs out, let them get hit by cars.
Didn't that happen already?
And then, yeah, it did. This is my luck. I love my pets, but when they finally go, I'm going to say, oh, I'm just so sad, I don't want to get another one. And I had two of them get hit by a truck. One bounced off the truck. Okay? Bounced off, rolled. I thought for sure he was dead. He gets up and starts running like it's nothing. He flipped off the truck and ran home.
Are your dogs secretly taking ninja classes?
No, but it's like, I'm never going to lose those dogs. They'll live to 50. The oldest, I thought Rufus, my oldest dog, I thought he was a goner a couple months ago. I thought for sure, yeah, he's going to be gone. I'm going to start digging a hole. I thought for sure, you know.
You already took a big one yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
It was for myself. That was for me.
Make some more room.
But I was ready
to
dig a hole and throw Rufus in. I'm like, oh, we're going to be losing him soon. This will be awesome. And my wife got him some kind of antibiotic or something. He's fine now. It's
cool.
Like he was never sick.
He's
running around.
Sick,
all I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'll never get rid of these dogs. Bastards.
Well, if you continue to pee in the dog tray, then you might putty them along.
Yapping all over the place. Attacking the cable guy. Hello, Mr.
Multiple.
Cable Man. Do you mind if I sniff your crotch? You think a son of a bitch would have given us free HBO or something? He didn't even do that.
No.
Getting his jollies.
Son of a bitch.
Call your other dog over here and get showtime, too.
Here's my dog working on your crotch for 10 minutes. You can't slide me a free movie channel or something? Bastard. The whole time I complained to the cable guy the whole time, too.
You should have sent one round the back at the same time. You might have got it.
I go to him. I say, listen, you guys say your HD is as good as DirecTV's. He goes, yeah. I said, it's not. It's nowhere near as good as HD. It's nowhere good. I go, in fact, I would say it's 2 times as worse. He goes, oh, really? He's just like listening to me complain. DirecTV.
I have no complaints about my cable. I go,
DirecTV has the football package, you know. Yeah, I know. Looks better than this, too. You know, DirecTV, you can order pay-per-views in HD. Guy goes, yeah, I know. I just thought I'd tell you. I said, Spike TV isn't in HD, you know. He goes, yeah, I know. I was pointing out everything that was wrong with the cable when the guy was over today.
You may as well just open the door and say, you suck, and then shut the door back on him.
Yeah, but however, I will say this. For those of you that are local in Central Illinois like me, the guy told me that they're getting rid of, like, 30 analog channels or 40 analog channels, and they're doing it for the sole purpose of being able to increase their amount of HD channels. So they will be adding Spike TV and other stuff, you know, in the near future. So I passed that along.
I have no complaints about my cable company, Ray.
Don't you have a family member that works for the cable company?
Uh-huh.
So how much are you paying?
Zero.
See, that's just wrong.
That's not wrong.
When you work for the cable company, you get it free?
I don't work for the cable company. Mercy does.
No, but I'm saying, does she get it free because she works for the cable company?
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe it's time for me to join them instead of beating them.
It would work.
Yeah, I should work for them. Then I could get free cable.
Go for it, Ray.
Damn it. That's what I should try to do, is work for the cable company.
Or you could try and get them to be a sponsor.
I should work for the cable company in their advertising department. I really should.
No?
I think I want to start doing new media advertising for people. Like showing them how to put commercials on web pages and things like that. But I'd much rather find a way to get free cable.
Yeah.
And movie free popcorn. Cable. And movie popcorn.
Don't they have them dodgy boxes over there?
No. No, we don't have that. Are you talking about pirating again? Seriously, Gully? Seriously, Gully?
Yes,
seriously.
Maybe I am.
Let's get another story before the show has to end. What's wrong with them? I'm just thinking, my dog worked him over a good 10 minutes, I mean.
Next time, put 2 dogs on him.
I mean, if he's going to work him over, you think that, at the very least, you know, slide me something. Give me the Club Jenna channel for a little bit or something.
Oh, yeah. Bit of free. Never heard.
Yeah. They had MILF Banger 7 on there earlier today.
Do you still go through the channels even though you're not subscribed?
Oh, yeah. MILF Banger 7 and,
what?
Yeah, one of the... They had MILF Banger 7 on the Jenna channel on the...
You know what? MILF Banger 7 was nowhere near as good as MILF Banger 6.
That's what I heard.
Are you one of them people who goes for the 15-minute preview at, like, midnight?
No, what do they have at midnight? Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, over here, on the porn channels, you get, like, 10 or so or 15 minutes free at midnight.
No, I wish we did. We don't get such things here.
Ah, well. Such a pity.
I'd like to work for the cable company, though. Now that I think about it, I'd like to work for them.
One last story, Ray.
Yes, we have time for one more. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Vanilla Gorilla with our last story.
Thief robs arcade with a coffee cup.
Hey, what?
He robbed an arcade with a coffee cup.
What kind of animal is he?
This comes out of Hamelin, Germany. He robbed an amusement arcade by threatening the attendant with a coffee cup.
What, he threatened to throw coffee on him? Or
No. He wasn't going to pour coffee over the woman. He was going to hit her with the cup.
Oh, for God's sakes.
One lump or two.
Did she give him the stuff?
Yes, you did.
What's wrong with that?
Must have been a big cup. Size of a head or something.
Maybe if I order the pig, the crust super thin. You know what I mean?
You're so stuck.
Like super thin, it won't be as many carbs, you know. It'll be super thin pizza.
Ray, stop thinking about it.
If you cut every slice you have in half, then you're eating half of what you would with.
Yeah.
That might work.
No, that doesn't work either, because then you just end up eating the other half.
Yeah.
These are the tricks that fat people play on themselves.
The thing for me is my wife is very thin. She doesn't eat a lot. My daughter's very thin. She doesn't eat a lot. I think if I lived with other fat people, I wouldn't weigh as much because they would eat, you know.
Right.
Like when my little brother lived with us, I seemed to weigh less. Because he would battle me for the food. Now I automatically get leftovers, you know.
Yeah, that's the way it is here, too.
Right.
I think you're right about that, actually.
When you get somebody living with you that doesn't eat as much, you tend to eat more.
Because you don't want it to go bad.
Because you can only eat what's cooked, you know.
You don't want to waste food.
Exactly.
There's somebody in Ethiopia.
Not when there are people out there dying of starvation.
That's right.
Maybe I could call the cable guy and ask him to pick up a pizza on the way over.
Tell him, listen,
the weather sucks out there. I know you're coming over to fix this channel. I was wondering, would it be possible for you to pick up some Chinese or a pizza on the way over?
Maybe some ice cream.
And I'm going to tell you something that really makes me mad. This is one of the reasons I want to move from Central Illinois. If I could get my wife to agree to move, I'd move so quick.
Where do you? And for what?
I don't know. I want to move to a place that has baseball.
We have
so I like going to baseball games.
We have baseball
That's
here.
That's not real baseball. That's the players don't even get paid. I want to move to some place where the players at least get paid to play baseball.
What, like Peoria?
Sure. I want to move somewhere that has a college that plays college basketball games. I'd move to Champaign if given the opportunity.
We have those here, Ray.
That's Division III. That doesn't count. And last but not least, I want somewhere that has a Chinese restaurant that delivers the damn food.
We have those here, too.
No, we don't have a Chinese restaurant that does delivery.
Well, I mean, not in Chatham, but we do here in Springfield.
None of these goddamn Chinese places, they don't deliver. Well, what is that about? What is that about?
We do in Springfield.
I've never heard of a Chinese place that delivers. I want some guy named Ping on a bicycle coming over to my house.
Hey, we got Subway delivering now.
Are you serious? Oh, they're trying to keep up with Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
I don't like Subway, because Subway for me, no matter what I eat out of Subway, equals diarrhea. So I hate Subway.
Thank you, Golly.
I really do.
Thank you, Golly. I'm glad you have diarrhea. That's how Jared lost his weight from Subway. Diarrhea. Diarrhea. Right.
Yep. His feces could pass through a sieve.
Thank God for Jared. He strained it out.
Whoa.
Just the body fat just fell right off of him.
And there's a stomach lining.
$5 diarrhea.
Yep, there's somebody who's never going to be a sponsor. Way to go, Ray.
Five.
And going.
$5.
However you make it, a motivation.
$5 feces. Uh-oh, that signifies that the show's almost over.
If we could move away from the ring sting quickly.
So today's Tuesday Newsday.
What did we learn today, Ray?
Not a goddamn thing.
I think that should be the new goal for the show.
We should at least learn one thing. I didn't learn a damn thing.
Of course, we did learn that the worst place to hide after you committed a robbery
is a police station. Absolutely correct. You're right. I guess we did learn something.
It's a valuable lesson.
I guess we did learn something, Sergeant Gorilla.
And we did learn something that there is a price that Gully will tattoo something on his forehead.
Yes.
It's not $50.
No.
I wonder how much it is.
But we can't get someone to do it. But Gully will do it if the price is right. What's the one casino in Vegas that always buys that?
No idea.
Golden something.
Golden showers.
No, not golden showers.
Yeah, thank you, Gully.
Well, it's all right for you. You're not the one who's going to get something tattooed on his head. It might as well be called golden showers for how stupid that looks.
No.
Hey,
no,
look at me. I'm a tosser.
Now I want to know how much it is because I want to put golden showers on his forehead.
Golden showers.
Trust me, you haven't got enough.
Does someone own goldenshowers.com? Because if they do, I definitely they didn't. I doubt the Gully should be wearing it on his forehead.
I am not forecasting that on my forehead.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic.
I want to hear him do the commercial for that, too. GoldenShowers.com.
Oh, man.
That's your source of the ultimate urination.
For the rain that's not from a cloud.
Well, I suppose that we should get the hell out of here.
Okay.
I'm supposing, right?
Was there something else you wanted to do?
Yeah, but we don't have time. We got to stop because of podcast purposes and stuff.
What about where's Sean Bolin? Wasn't he supposed to call?
You know what? I was supposed to text him, and I didn't. I got thinking about pizza and stuff. You know, I got busy.
Distracted you with popcorn.
I was distracted.
You started jonesing for your popcorn.
Yes. Thing. For God's sakes. It's killing me here. Okay, so what do I don't even know what I have. Is this the end?
Don't have
is this
pizza.
The oh no, that's the news. All right, this has been a. There's the other news. Well, this has been a Tuesday news day. Thank you for tuning in. Oh well. Let's get the hell out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. We are back tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. again. I want to thank the one and only Vanilla Gorilla for giving us the news on this fine Tuesday news day.
My pleasure, Emin.
I want to thank the one and only Gully.
Thank you, right?
I'm sorry about your diarrhea from Subway. And I want to thank Steve Oller and the guys from the band at Gillespie High School who taught me how to make and eventually rip off popcorn from the popcorn machine, causing my massive weight gain. That's it. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow. Get the podcast and tell your friends. Chubby Ray Live at chubbyray.com. So long.
Remember to keep your dinger out of the snow.
Say it, gorilla.
Good night, chicks.